It's podcast time.
Podcast time.
Thanks for tuning in.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
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 Let's see.
Have you seen his show yet?
Which?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
I watched
a couple episodes. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. It's pretty much exactly what I expected from Jim Gaffigan.
Right? Very awkward.
Yes.
We don't talk about that in this podcast, actually.
It's like 30 minutes of... Yeah, I know, right? It's like 30 minutes of him frustrating his wife.
I guess she's like one of the writers on there.
Oh, really?
Or producers, something. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
How do they get anything done?
Right? Episode 13, and they have like 5 kids.
Yeah, and apparently they do live in an apartment in New York.
Figures.
It's insane.
You think the rumors about Louis C.K. are true?
What rumors?
I heard that like he did a show, and these two girls went back to his hotel room with him, and they were like smoking pot, and he was like, "You want to see my dick?" And they were like, "No," and they tried to leave, and he like stood in front of the door and like jacked it in front of them.
Yeah.
It's believable, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even that mad at him for it. Like, yeah, whatever. They're probably adults.
Well, what do you expect?
Yeah. They hadn't seen a dick before. I mean, what did you think was going to happen when you came back to a comedian's hotel room? Like, oh, this will be perfectly innocent. Like, if a chick... If Taylor Swift invited me back to her hotel room, I imagine it would be because she wanted a good dickin'. Like, I'm just assuming that that's going to be involved, and my agreeance to said act is my, you know, affirmation of, yeah, I'll lay it to you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could just not look.
Right? Well, if I look away, that'd just be rude, so. Can't have that.
I don't know.
What do you do?
Yeah.
So we had our riffs of the week.
We did. I forgot already what they were.
You remembered how much you love Canadians?
Oh, yes.
We talked about some stuff my wife criticizes me for.
Yep. Speaking of Arizona.
Right. We talked about Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart.
And the lack thereof.
Oh.
And some other stuff. Train wreck. We talked about train wreck.
Yeah, train wreck. I got Craig Kilborn and Colin Quinn confused.
Completely normal thing.
Although I think maybe if Colin Quinn had started The Daily Show, Jon Stewart would never have been given the opportunity to take over.
Right. For some reason, there's a blue triangle at the bottom of my team speak.
A blue triangle?
Yeah, like, does yours have, like, a news ticker scrolling by?
There's, yeah, but it's empty.
Yeah, mine says news, it's scrolling, then there's an X, then there's a blue, like, warning.
That's weird.
Fuck them.
Whatever. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
That's it. Roll the fucking theme song.
Theme song!
Control P print.
I wish.
You have an error of type 9107. What happened to the 9106 other errors I had to get to this one?
Those errors don't apply to you.
We cannot locate the printer. You can't locate it. It's right there.
Look at it.
It's here.
I was just having some problems with that earlier because I was trying to upgrade to Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it cannot read the reserve partition drive. I'm like, that's because there isn't one.
It doesn't exist. Don't you know?
That's what I get for doing my own installs. Whatever.
What happened? Are you ready?
Riff of the week! Oh, yeah.
Starting early this time.
Well, it was like, you know, the middle of the thing last week.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So, what was yours?
I'm going to go with what I consider to be a classic. I'm going to go with the opening riff to Atreyu's Right Side of the Bed, since they're back together and touring now. And my good buddies in Woven War are going out on tour with them soon.
Nice.
And it's got attacked by a giant cat. Do you hear him squeak?
Yes.
Toby.
I forgot how awesome that album cover is.
Right?
So ridiculous. Yeah. All right. Well, here you go.
Check it.
So that's Atreyu.
Who is sleeping on my side of the bed tonight?
I would hope that you are.
Yeah, I better.
Get off my dinghy.
I roll around a lot. I'm a rover, coach.
Atreyu. Do we know anything interesting about Atreyu?
I know two of the members a little bit.
Atreyu.
The drummer from Atreyu has a pretty awesome rock band.
Atreyu?
The drummer from Atreyu started a Hell or High Water.
He did?
Yeah, dude. He's a lead singer.
Oh.
And then a couple of the other members, I know at least one of them used to be in Destroy the Runner.
Uh-huh.
And their bass player, Joey, just filled in on a bunch of dates for Atreyu. Their guitar player, not Big Dan, the other guy, Travis, was having some personal issues. And so the bass player for Hell or High Water just filled in on guitar for him for the last couple months.
Oh, that's cool.
But Brandon Saylor is a super nice guy, man. We recorded a song at the studio Hell or High Water owns, which is called The Spot, up in Vista.
Uh-huh.
And they were there a lot. They had been working on some stuff. And super nice guy, man. We've seen him every time we go to a big show. He's usually there if it's here in San Diego. And super down-to-earth guy, very friendly, remembered who I am, which is nice. You know what I mean? When somebody that big, especially to you. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Atreyu's not the biggest band, but they were big, and they were big to me.
Yeah.
And he's cool enough to remember who I am, or at least fakes it well enough. So, I'm happy.
Well, you're memorable, I think.
But he is just the nicest guy. And
that's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They got some new music coming out. I know they released some more stuff. But, it's probably... Actually, their guitar player does merchandise now, and he does all the merchandise for Cold Cock.
Nice.
Cold Cock Whiskey. Take your shot.
That's
blatant advertising, Jared.
Oh.
They wouldn't even mind that. I wouldn't even get in trouble for saying that.
So you were just saying about getting sponsorship.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, so you want to sponsor a podcast and $5 a month?
Liquor.
That would work.
Half the sugar of normal whiskey, so yeah. It's herbal.
Ow.
Okay, what's your riff, buddy? Buddy, old pal.
All right, so there's this band that you probably don't listen to.
Did it sound like that?
Kind of.
Death metal burp.
It's so brutal.
So brutal. That burp right. Brought to you by Keystone Light.
That burp is the leading lyric to the band Black Dahlia Murder. Who are from Waterford, Michigan, apparently.
Oh, see, they get it.
Yeah, they get it.
Probably Red Wings fans.
They're all about it. The song is called I Will Return off of... Oh, what album was that? Crap. I guess that doesn't really matter. I'll figure it out. Wait,
how far into the song is it?
Deflerate. It's the opening thing. And they close with it, too, but it's the opening riff. It is absolutely fantastic. So, listen! We'll be right back.
Rouge.
So good.
It is good. You gotta like a good harmonic or like a melodic riff with a good chug behind it. Like there's just something really good about that with like those quarter time, almost like halftime, quarter time drums in the background, you know, just really only like snaring on, you know, the chugs and like in between just a lot of open space minus that melodic thing. That's something I've always dug.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sometimes less is more when it comes to metal.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I can't get too much into like black metal or that stuff. It's just I don't like blast beats.
Yeah, this guy at work the other day, he was wearing a shirt from a band I recognize, and I was like, "Nice, man." I said, "We used to play with those guys a lot." And he said, "Oh, cool." He goes, "Yeah, I played with them once or twice." I said, "Oh, cool. What's your band called?" And he never told me the name, oddly enough, but he's like, "Oh, we play Tech Death." So I imagine he just assumed I didn't know. And unbeknownst to him, I don't know what the fuck Tech Death is. It sounds like those little skateboards you used to play with your fingers. I think those are Tech Decks.
Yeah.
But I imagine I would do a music video with those in it. By the Tech Death band. I'm about to Google Tech Death.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, cool, man. Like, was death metal not technical enough?
Guess not.
Tech Death 2015.
Progressive death metal.
Yeah, I have Derelict, Spoils of War, Chris Lucas, Tech Death, Putrid Manifestation of, with an OV, Isis. Did I ever tell you that in third grade one time I forgot how to spell of?
What?
It was like the first day of third grade and we were writing something and like of was just not coming to me.
Oh.
I was like, of, OV? That's not right, is it?
What?
I don't know why, but I remember that. That's something that stands out in my head. Hold on, let's hear some Tech Death.
Apparently, Meshuggah.
All right, I'm gonna post this link on our band page. I'm gonna post this on our fucking band page.
Do it.
I'm gonna post this on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So everybody can get a listen to some fucking Tech Death. Not Tech Decks. I'll post a Tech Deck video.
I like Tech Decks too. This must be very loose because it's got like Meshuggah in here. Opeth, the Red Chord. I mean, some of them. Death? I don't think death is Tech Death.
How many fans do we have?
Like 12.
Bitchin'.
Yeah! And none of our posts ever go anywhere, so I'm pretty sure you literally have to be on the page to see anything.
Hey, you undershot us, bro. We have 15.
Ah, moving up.
And your sister's one of them.
Well, yeah.
Not mine, though.
Bitch. Need to change that.
And I need to work on that.
Yeah. Speaking of random metal news, did you see the thing about the singer of Five Finger Death Punch?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
TMZ. Yeah, TMZ.
Oh.
Reported that his name Ivan, I think.
Yeah.
He got a restraining order called against him by his wife for domestic assault or something.
Nice.
Yeah. However, the next day, their guitarist posted on Twitter, like, I don't know what's more offensive, the fact that someone would say that Ivan is like a wife beater, or the fact that he has a wife, because neither one of those are true.
That's funny.
So I don't, that's just confusing. I don't know how that's possible. I didn't know you could beat your wife that doesn't exist.
Right. We had a friend of a friend, and she was talking to a client of hers, and she mentioned like, oh, I have this big thing coming up. Fergie might use one of my locations for her bachelorette party. And the girl's like, oh, crazy. And so she was talking. She goes, yeah, one of my clients earlier mentioned that Fergie, blah, blah, blah. And her boss goes, really? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, hold on, let me get you in touch with some people. So he got her in touch with TMZ, and they gave her $3,000 just for a fucking tip that might not have happened.
What?
Yeah, man. So I imagine it's something like that.
Probably.
But if it's true, you know, what do you do?
Hold on. You can get money for just making shit up and telling TMZ.
About big stars like that, yeah. Especially if it's like something that's current, like they know she's getting married, so.
Nice.
It smelled like the Jack in the Box I had last night.
Yeah, and Keystone.
Yeah, that was not good.
Man, we've been going about this all wrong. We need to focus our efforts on making believable, made-up celebrity news and get paid for it.
I know. It's like all these things you see now, like the conservative people in my family will post them on Facebook. It's from like these ridiculous websites like AmericanConservativeNews.com, and it's like, oh, that's the credible source right there.
Yeah, right.
They cite no sources. There's nothing. Oh, we just need to do that.
Yeah, my favorite is
like Tupac spotted it in and out in Lancaster.
My favorite is the one that goes further. So there's like sources to links to other pages that are exactly like that with no sources.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, but I have a source. Yeah, but your source doesn't have a source. The source stops here.
And it's the best because like you'll be reading it, like the grammar and punctuation is just terrible.
It's awesome. It's my favorite.
But did he actually punch anybody?
Or hurt anybody? I don't think so, because the incident that happened was supposedly in a hotel room with his wife, so but he doesn't have a wife.
And he's never stayed in a hotel.
And he's never been to Vegas.
You know what you tell a girl with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told that bitch twice.
Ah, that's racist.
I didn't say she was a black girl. If you assumed that, you're racist.
What color is this person in this image?
Let's face it. If I said black eye, so you have to be able to see it on him.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That's messed up.
All these nappy-headed hoes. No. What was that guy's name? Don Imus?
I feel like I had an incident of anti-racism the other day. It's like reverse racism. But it might still be a little racist. So there was this guy that was hanging out with one of my other friend's friends. Because we all went out to the bar at Fullerton the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of Sierra's friend's boyfriends or whatever. So like he showed up and he had like blonde, like naturally blonde hair, but it was like spiked and he was wearing a polo. So instantly I was like, this guy's a douche.
Yep. Proper assumption.
Yeah. And then like we walked into a pizza place and he just like started talking about all these sports stuff. It's like, ah, this fucking team, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, boo. But then we were talking outside the bar. And he's like, no, man, they got to get Uta here. I was like, wait a minute. What'd you just say? They got to get Uta. Where are you from? I'm from Canada. Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, no, that's not racist.
Yeah, it's not racist. It's like anti-racism. Like, your race is so good. Your country of origin is so good that no matter what you do, I still accept you.
That's all right. He's Canadian.
Yeah, that's basically what I said. Like, nice. That explains everything.
Why does he have spiked hair still?
I don't know. That's what I was confused about.
I only think you're allowed to do that if you're on Jersey Shores.
Well, he's from Vancouver. Maybe they do that in Vancouver still.
Yeah, fuck the Canucks.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I get it. He's just trying to pretend to be interested in American football because he's Canadian.
Yeah. Speaking of American football, we went to the game here on Thursday. The Chargers played the Cowboys.
Yes.
And I fucking hate football fans. Like, as big of a football fan as I am, and like I'm in three fantasy football leagues every year.
Uh-huh.
I watch a lot of the games. I like to go. I fucking hate football fans.
Because?
They're just the shittiest people. I mean, hockey fans can be pretty bad, too. But especially when it gets around time, like bandwagoners, like when it's the playoffs and people go because their team's in the playoffs, not the guys who go to, you know, every game when their team's in last place.
Uh-huh.
But it's the Fairweather fans. And like, we went to this preseason game and somebody gave us really good seats. We were like seven rows back from the field. And I'm just like listening to everybody talk around us, and they're just the worst fucking people. They're stupid. God, the stuff they say and do, and like, they're yelling things, and it's just like, Jesus, dude, just shut up. Like, oh, there's a flag. He threw a flag. Did you guys see him throw the flag? Like, yes, we all see the one yellow thing on the fucking field, guy.
And those things like, are hard to spot.
And then, like, you know, the other quarterback would throw the ball, and he'll be like, nope, that's not going to be good. And then, like, if the guy caught it, he's like, oh, man. But if it was, like, a dropped pass or the Chargers defended it, he'd be like, see, told you guys. I told you. And it's like, well, you got a 50-50 chance every time, you fucking idiot.
It sounds like you're talking about one specific person.
No, that was everybody around us.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was because it was the preseason and, like, all the season ticket holders gave their tickets away, which is what it appeared to be around us. Because if these guys could afford these fucking $160 tickets every game or whatever, they must be doing something right.
$160?
Yeah, for each ticket. Actually, the ticket's right in front of me. It's the only reason I know that.
Jeez.
And, I mean, that's pretty... That's not that much. Like, you get up to, you know, $300-$400 a ticket.
What the hell?
Box seats and shit like that, you know? But, I mean, like, normal tickets are, like, $75.
Wow.
And somehow the NFL was non-profit until last year. But right. So we're leaving, and the Chargers won, and it's all backups. You know, I don't know if you know how the preseason works, but the starters only play a little bit, like a couple snaps, if like not the first series, and then they're done, and they just play backups, and then backups. Mm-hmm. And we're leaving, and we won 17-7. It was a decent game, nothing special, just a bunch of dudes trying to make it in the league, and these people are just fucking screaming for the Chargers, and they're like fucking ridiculing people in Cowboys jerseys because the Cowboys are one of the most popular teams in this country. You know what I mean? And you know, their quarterback is Tony Romo. So everybody's like with a Romo jersey on. They're like, oh, how do you like that? Homo. And it's like right there. I turn around. I told this guy, hey, man, just shut the fuck up. And I had a Charger jersey on, and he's like, what? And I said, you're a fucking embarrassment, dude. Just shut up. It's not even a good heckle. You know, like, just shut up. And and like the Cowboys guy looked back like to see if maybe I was a Cowboys fan telling him that. And I think he saw that, you know, like same team. And it was just like, you guys are fucking embarrassing, man. Just take the win. It doesn't even count for anything. Like, it literally doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
The only reason they kept scores, you know, so the scorekeeper gets practice too, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
7 + 7 = 14. Good job, Tommy.
Oh, crap. They didn't make the turnover. What is it now?
Is that a home run? Close enough, buddy.
How do they have 3 points?
Right. Well, then they like changed some rules. Like, you know, like the extra point used to be like a little tiny kick and it was like the easiest thing in the world. Now, if you want to kick an extra point, it's a 33-yard try.
What?
Yeah, they figured they'd make it difficult. Like, if you're just going to go for one, earn it.
That's... Jeez.
It makes it more interesting because it's easier to block a kick from that distance.
Yeah.
So that they're thinking maybe more people go for the 2-point conversion, but I mean, most kickers can make that anytime.
Yeah.
But there's way more of a chance that you're going to shank it. So
laces out.
Laces out, Dan. Die, Dan, die.
Speaking of comedy movies, I finally went to go see Trainwreck.
How was it?
It was really good.
Nice.
I was watching the whole movie. I was like, man, this is kind of different than I thought it was going to be. And then the credits rolled and it was like, you know, directed by Judd Apatow. I was like, oh, I get it.
Somebody said LeBron James had a pretty big part in that movie.
He did actually really, really well.
I like
it. In fact, it gives me hope for Space Jam 2 because of that movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a really good actor, which, you know, whatever.
Nice. I got to go see it. There's a few I want to see. To be honest, I'm probably going to go see Straight Outta Compton.
I will, too.
One, I am.
Yeah.
Therefore, I should. And It just looked interesting. And then I guess the one guy who plays Ice-T is Ice Cube's son.
Really?
Yeah, he looks just like him.
Huh.
That's not a racial statement, by the way.
No, it's a genetic statement.
Fuck you, Gregor Mendel. I made that joke at work the other day. Like, somebody said something about cloning, and I said, in your face, Gregor Mendel. And everyone's like, who is that? And I was like, you can't talk about genetics and cloning if you don't know who Gregor Mendel is.
Seriously. Peapods.
Jesus.
Okay.
Have you heard the new bullet for my Valentine?
No.
Oh, hello, bullet for my Valentine.
Is that what it sounds like?
If you're Japanese. I am going to see them with other bands. Next.
No, with other bands.
Episode 13, this coming weekend.
So.
The 27th and 28th of this month.
Ah.
Yeah, you can solve it there. But they're playing with like Lamb of God and I think Motionless and White, which is a weird lineup.
Yeah, it is.
It's Motionless and White, Bullet for My Valentine, and Lamb of God.
That's strange.
Which is pretty interesting. But yeah, I've heard one song that they released a while back. And I gotta say, it beat the last two albums. Just that one song.
Bullet for My Valentine?
Yeah. Yeah, it beat their last two albums. Just listen to that. Like, they kind of brought back what was good about Bullet for My Valentine.
Mm.
Which, they're more on the pop side, I guess you can say. I don't think they're like 5 Seconds of Summer or something. But they're definitely like, you know, a little catchier, I guess you can say. Which my band's guilty of.
Well, you gotta be catchy.
Yeah, but it kind of goes back to like that Poison era, kind of some of Scream, Aim, and Fire. So it's a little bit better. It's tolerable is a mean word, but it's true. It's much more tolerable. It's easier to tolerate.
That's good. Well, sometimes you gotta make a bad album or two.
Yeah.
Speaking of bad albums... Oakley Dokley.
Oakley Dokley.
You know, when I saw that article and it was like a Ned Flanders based metal band, I was so excited. And then
Arizona.
And then I pressed play. I think most of it is just it's a really bad recording.
Yeah, I'm about to change it to the instead of the crazy AZ to the lazy AZ because that was just there was no effort there, man.
Doesn't seem like it, huh?
Like, they bet. I hope they're making some fucking money off of all this press they're getting right now. And fucking go record some good tracks, man. To find somebody. There's got to be somebody in Arizona. If not, come to San Diego. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jesus Christ, man. But, I mean, it's such a great concept. When I saw the tagline at work, I fucking took a screenshot of it so that I would remember to go back and look at it. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like... They say that God doesn't listen to prayers, you know? And then he got me. Like, hey, Anthony, here's your golden ticket. Open the wrapper. Oh, you have AIDS now.
Oh.
But there is a golden ticket in here. But yes. You'll die before you get to use it. You know? Like, in my face.
Someday. Someday I will get a Simpsons-based music accompaniment that is worthy of the name.
I know, right? We should start the comic book guy.
Because despite the fact that Fall Out Boy is a huge, you know, very popular band, I was never a big fan of their music. Nor did it really seem any way related to The Simpsons, other than the name.
You gotta give them... I'll be honest, I'm a Fall Out Boy fan. I like some of their stuff more than others, but they have some of the best song names.
True.
It's just ridiculous. Let me see. I have them in my iTunes right here. Ed Sheeran. Okay, here we go. Oh, you can't see all of them. See, of all the gin joints in all the world, nobody puts Baby in the Corner. I slept with someone in Fall Out Boy, and all I got was this stupid song named after me.
That's a good one.
I've got a dark alley and a bad idea.
Wow.
7 minutes in heaven, out of Van Halen. That's fun. But, I mean, just silly stuff like that.
Yeah.
this ain't a scene, it's an arms race. Everybody knows that. But yeah, I'm with you. It's very, the name is all they really have in common. There's no real reference there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Anthrax has a closer reference because at least Scott Ian was a fucking Simpsons character.
That's true. Actually, I think Fall Out Boy was on Simpsons. Or not Fall Out Boy, but what's his name?
Pete Wentz.
Yeah, I think he was on there.
That should be our goal in life.
To be on The Simpsons?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You already know Matt Groening. You got the connection.
Yeah.
I don't. Bye. I love you.
Basically. Stop following me.
Right. What else? I had something. So I talk to my wife a lot. Obviously, we live together. I see her from time to time.
Yeah, in passing.
She's really big on writing things down. I think it really helps her a lot compartmentalize everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can do a lot. I'll admit that I forget shit too, but I can remember most of what I need to do without writing it down. If I'm looking for something super specific, like groceries, where I know if I'm going to go to the grocery store, I'll get distracted. Mm-hmm. I'll usually put them in my phone. But Megan writes them down, and she always uses my fucking notebooks. Like, I'll have specific notebooks set aside for different things, lyrics from different times or different projects, or like, I'm going to use this for something else. And if she sees paper and a pencil or a pen, she'll just start writing shit down in it. And I'm like going through my lyrics, and then there's like a list of my fucking monthly budget, which I don't want to be reminded of anyway. But the other day, she was doing something. She goes, "Oh, hey, I broke your mechanical pencil." I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, I broke your mechanical pencil." I was like, "That was my favorite pencil. Like, I use it for everything." And she's like, "Well, grow up and use a pen like an adult." And it kind of pissed me off because, like, I write down a lot of lyrics and stuff, and I want to be able to change them. You know what I mean? Oh, she's calling right now. Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Hold on, mother.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Good. You're on speakerphone. You're on our podcast right now.
Say hi to Jared. Hey, Jared.
What up?
He said, "What up?" So we were just talking about you, and I was talking about how you make fun of me because I use a mechanical pencil to write down my lyrics.
Oh, yeah. You're weird. You can pen like an adult.
See? I fucking told you she said that. All right, hold on a second, Jared. Oh, dinner plans.
Dental plans.
I'm back now.
Are you?
Technically.
Oh. Are you, though?
I never left.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so she always makes fun of me for that. But I write a lot, and like sometimes I want to erase stuff. Like, every now and then, like, because I usually use that book when I go to record, like, I'll type up the lyrics and send them to our producer so that he can kind of see them as we're going. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I used to like look off of those, but it's just too boring to me. It's like a white piece of paper with fucking black writing on it. It's usually kind of big, you know, you gotta be able to read it. But I feel like when I read it out of my own book and my own writing, like there's something different about it. Like I kind of remember a little bit more what I was doing or why I thought about it.
Yeah.
And so I erase stuff because if I just like do these little arrows with trails going the other places, I get distracted.
Yeah.
And she always makes fun of me, like, use a fucking pencil. I use a pen. You're a pen.
You're a towel.
Right? But that's my rant.
It's a good rant. I like that rant.
Good rant. John Stewart?
Oh, yeah. John Stewart.
So crazy.
I'm assuming you watched the last episode.
I did.
It's pretty...
Colbert going off script.
Yeah, way off script.
Way off script. No, it's pretty crazy, man. It's so weird to think, like, because I've identified with him so much over the last couple of years that it's like, I hope the next guy does a good job, but it's like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, and it took Jon Stewart forever to get to that position of, like, complete relevance, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
So that's funny, because, what's his name? Colin, the original host, Colin Quinn?
No, Craig Kilborn.
Was it Craig Kilborn?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. For some reason, I think it was Colin. Well, Colin Quinn is in Trainwreck.
Nice.
And he plays Amy Schumer's dad. It's pretty funny.
Sweet.
Yeah. So never mind. I guess that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, but think about it, dude. That guy is like the good luck Chuck of TV shows. He's on The Daily Show. He leaves. Jon Stewart blows up. Even if it took some time. He's on The Late Late Show or whatever. He leaves. Craig Ferguson takes over. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He was on The Soup. Left Joel McHale. Like, everywhere that guy leaves, it becomes like the next big thing.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of plastic surgery. When I showed him on that thing, I was like, Jesus Christ, looks like fucking Judge Reinhold.
Yeah. Well, the reason I actually wrote that up is because I guess Jon Stewart was talking about how when he first originally like took over the show or whatever, there was a lot of like negative feedback because it was like all Kilborn's people still.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took him like a couple of years to finally sort of start doing his own thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because like, you know, Jon Stewart had this vision of exactly how he wanted it to be and what he wanted to do, but it took him a while before he could cut through all the freaking crap.
Oh yeah, but I like when he showed the backstage. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because I guess you don't think about it. Like, you figure like, oh, there's probably a couple cameramen and some people standing around, but you don't think about like the fact there's like 200 people on his staff probably.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
They showed something, I think it was Jimmy, it might have been Jimmy Fallon, and they kind of showed backstage like how he, you know, he comes in like pretty much almost the night before and like has his own room back there and sleeps back there, has his own office, like that he's not just there, you know, an hour before they record. Like, it's like a fucking full thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he basically lives there, and that's why they usually have one day a week off.
Jeez.
But it's so crazy, man. And it seems like it would be cool and probably be a cool environment to work in. But, yeah, it's pretty gnarly. I heard some people shit talking all these new late night hosts the other day. Like, they were saying, they even said they hated Jimmy Fallon. They said all he does is try to get stuff trending. But it's like, that's where media is today.
Yeah, it's, I think he does a great job.
Yeah. And then they tore apart Seth Meyers.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, that's the worst show on TV. Like, it's, and it's, they're saying that like it's lit poorly. They're like, it's lit so poorly, it looks like he's filming it on public access or this or that. And like, I agree that he's still kind of coming into his own, and some of his skits can be kind of childish or silly, but you can't rip off everybody else around you. So you kind of have to try to find your own thing, new games and new stuff, and try to keep them relevant, you know? And they basically wanted to do what Jimmy Fallon was doing, but Jimmy Fallon's just right before him now. So
yeah,
kind of hard.
Yeah. And but, Jimmy Fallon's doing his own thing.
And they were ripping apart the guy that took over for Craig Ferguson.
I haven't even watched that.
Neither have I. I'm excited to see Colbert.
Yeah.
I always say that I'm really excited to get into those shows, but they're on so late I don't watch them on a regular basis, and I never TiVo them.
No. DVR them. Well, there's too many of them.
Yeah. And to like sit down for like, you know, an hour and something and watch them every day when I get home is tough.
Mm-hmm. Who has time for that?
Yeah, that's what YouTube's for. You just watch the good clips.
Yeah, I usually just watch the clips if there's like a random interview of somebody that I'm interested in.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's about it. Or when he does stuff with the Roots.
Yeah. Yeah, the songs and whatever else. Did you see the rough drafts of songs?
No.
It's the rough draft of like the Beach Boys, and it's him and Kevin Bacon and like some other people. And it's like them playing, I think it's like, oh shit, what's on? Fun, 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 I think it is. But it's them performing the rough draft. And so like everything they say has to do with the hamburger stand. Like, you know, like I think at one part they say the hamburger stand now.
Yeah.
Everything they talk about has to do with the hamburger stand. It's just so ridiculous.
What the hell?
Plus Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. I'm going to have to look into that later.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon and his brother, you know, have the Bacon Brothers.
Yeah.
And he plays a tailor. And he sent one in like a couple weeks ago. And he sent it with like this black sheet in there to kind of hold it in place. Because he has an older guitar with an older case that wasn't super form fitting. So I think they're going to replace the case for him. So there was like a message from him that they could just throw the sheet away. Everybody took it and cut it into pieces and kept it. Wow. And so I started joking that we should have it carbon dated and we'll call it the Shroud of Bacon.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
And then I realized that while most people have 7 degrees of separate of Kevin Bacon, we have one.
That's true.
Because Kevin Bacon packed that sheet.
You've basically shook his hand.
Pretty much. I'm actually sitting on it right now. No. I've made underwear out of it. Bacon underwear.
You've cloned the material and created an entire wardrobe out of the bacon sheet.
All I need is a healthy egg. I can make a Kevin Bacon.
Don't say that. I say that. That's a stupid That's commercial.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I think that's about 30 minutes.
Sounds good to me. That's all you guys get for free.
Actually, I think it's longer than that, but whatever.
That's all they get extra for free.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I hope you did.
Aha! Woo!